7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. Check in with the man of the hour from the A-Team. This is Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're good. Even better question is, how are you? Because it's August now. School's back in, and mostly back in. And so maybe you get a little more peace on the water. Folks like me aren't out there in your way.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's fun either way, but you're right. It really does get quiet. Really, once the rodeo's over, that kind of starts it. And then, like you just said, when school gets back in, it really gets quiet during the week. But, man, you know, the good news is, even on weekends, you know, when you do get a chance to get out between school and whatnot, there's a lot of fish kind of everywhere. That's the great part about it. So everybody can kind of get spread out. It's not just a few fish, a rig or something like that. There's a lot of fish spread down through the Sound, out on the Gulf beaches. There's fish further up the bay, and then of course there's plenty of fish on the on the structure in both the bay and the Sound. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. The other cool part, if you keep up with the tides, is we talk a lot about tides, but this is that cycle we're going into. Actually, today it starts. We come out of new moon nip, and we go into this cycle where we have falling water right at daylight. And man, you know, you want a recipe for a good trout trip. Mix break a day with the start of a falling tide, and you're going to be able to catch some fish. As long as the thunderstorms don't run you around, you'll be able to catch some fish. This is a really, really a good cycle that we're going into.
All right. So you talk about the fish being all over the place, but if you had to pick one, I know you are a fan of the shallow water fishing, and I dig it too, but I mean, would it be worth, you know, the gas rig's pretty good, and is there any way you're fishing the gas rigs differently this time of year?
Not really. You know, it's the best way to fish rigs or any structure like that is with a slip cork, and you can go to my website if you ever want to look. We don't have near enough time to explain how to rig one of those up, but the important thing is how to use it. And what you want to do with that rig is, if you're going to fish a piece of structure, whether it be a rig or whatever, make sure you get on the upcurrent side of the rig and let the bait drift freely with the tide. I saw some guys sitting right next to us the other day scratching their head because we were catching fish at a rig, and they had their slip cork rod stuck in the rod holder, and the shrimp was probably 6 to 8 feet out of position because the current had swept the bait up. You know, you got to let that bait drift freely with the current. That's a tip I give. It's such an easy rig to use. You don't have to pop it or anything. Set it in the lower third of the water column and just let the bait drift freely with the current.
Yeah, and you know, just do that and repeat, like they say with the shampoo,
yeah,
right? Just
exactly.
And then repeat.
And when you do that repeat, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes you know, if you're fishing a 12-foot deep piece of structure, you know, sometimes those fish can be as high as about 8 feet up in the water column, but you want to cover that whole water column on each drift. So if you drift through there, you know, and you're set at 12 feet and you don't get bit, shallow up a little bit, bring it up a foot or foot and a half, and you'd be surprised sometimes how just a little bit of a depth adjustment like that will make a big difference. Those fish will, you know, are suspended to that point to where you just a minor adjustment and you'll start catching some fish. So don't give up on your first drift, like you just said. Rinse and repeat.
That's right. So, and also other species out there, what are you seeing? What about redfish? What about white trout that, you know, I'm always interested in? What about flounder?
Flounder is to be a real short subject with me, but I've actually heard some little bit more encouraging
me
news
too
about flounder. But all the other species you just mentioned, we've caught on every trip this through the past week. We've caught a lot of mackerel, gotten, of course, cut off by mackerel if you don't have steel leader on there. Plenty of white trout, and this is kind of a time of the year where you start to see those big white trout show up on the structure we were just talking about. Redfish, there's schools of bull reds. These bull reds are gathering up in these spawning schools right now. Sometimes you'll have them mow through like a bunch of steamrollers while you're catching trout, and you'll have four of them on at the same time, you know. So kind of a lot of fun things going on right now. Black fishing really seems to have really turned on. I saw a pretty one yesterday. We didn't do a real good job of execution on him, but saw a pretty one yesterday on a little piece of structure. So keep your eyes open if you're running from point A to point B for those things. They seem to really have shown up really well here in the last few weeks.
Well, that's good
news.
As a
matter of fact, news. I heard yesterday there was a 31-pounder caught.
I saw a picture of him this morning. It was unreal.
Captain Bobby, that's a big one.
Yeah, if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you this time of year, or even for some of that great fall fishing, how do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way to do it, and all the trip information's on, up there on the new website.
Good stuff. Captain Bobby, get back to fishing. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
We'll do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and HMS Marine Electronics. All right, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings happening next. Y'all stay close.